Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. It is Friday, the 26th day of March, 2010. You have found it, the tip of the spear in the info war. The front lines in the fight to awaken the population of the world to the growing tyranny enveloping our society. Every day, I'm now just wallowing in incredible news, not even knowing what I want to cover first. We're going to get into Barack Obama mocking Republicans' Armageddon rhetoric. And this is one of their talking points they've been putting out for the last month. Okay, let's see if the economy goes into depression a day after we pass the bill. Let's see if it bankrupts doctors and hospitals a day after we sign the bill. Let's see if it hurts our society when it doesn't even get phased in until later this year, and that's just the taxation on the American people, and then most of the supposed health care doesn't even go into place, and all these regulations and taxes until 2013, 2015, 2018. And so you have a public that's been taught about instant gratification. They want instant solutions, or they want to see instant problems, or they say nothing exists. So this is the amazing mind control going on by these people. Meanwhile, Obama said you would have your same insurance and your same doctor. That has been proven as a manifest lie. It is admitted that children are not given coverage with pre-existing conditions. You are not getting free health care. They're cutting Medicare and Medicaid while pushing tens of millions of more people onto the program. You heard me right. $40-plus billion dollars to begin with in cuts every year, massive tax increases. Meanwhile, the New York Times is reporting what we already knew, but now it's admitted by the government, that this year Social Security will bring in less than it pays out as the baby boomers retire. And that's what Obamacare is all about. It's about lowering the standards of care and what you can get access to even if you pay for your own insurance. This is eugenics. And that's what Tom Daschle wrote about in his book 3 years ago. He's the guy that authored the first bill that, and most of that is inculcated into this legislation. Also, we've got all this supposed violence. I mean, somebody had a gas line cut from their propane tank, a brother of a congressman, probably done by a lawnmower. That stuff happens all the time, and they're saying they think it's terrorist. One congressman did have a bullet fired into his office. Most of the time, this stuff is staged or done by a supporter so they can draw sympathy to themselves. But there is a lot of anger. Some of this could be real. But Congressman Eric Cantor comes out and says, look, we better not give a lot of attention to this because this is going to generate more. And that's actually true. The way the Democrats are hyping this and pushing this, you got 300 million people in this nation, millions of mentally ill people and unstable folks and people that have had enough. And this is giving them the idea to go out and be violent, which is exactly what the Democrats have been wanting. Now, in the last 3-4 months, I have been telling you that coming up in April, I believe the government is going to stage terror attacks and blame it on patriot groups, tea parties. And the Joe Stack situation at the IRS building, very suspicious, has all the earmarks of a government operation. The Pentagon definitely has all the earmarks of a government operation. I'd say above 90% chance, family warned, got his gun from a government lockup in Tennessee, same lockup that gave the guy that shot up the Nevada federal courthouse, got his gun there. He's on all these psychotropic drugs. He had been involved in Pentagon programs previously. Same thing with Joe Stack. On and on and on. And the way they were blaming 9/11 Truth within an hour and a half or less. Look, it's a very important broadcast today. So many facets of news and information. A ship has been sunk off the coast of North Korea, a South Korean vessel with 100 hands on board. Looks like the North may have torpedoed it. Things are definitely heating up. Obama says he's signing a nuke treaty with the Russians. We'll be back.
This
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is Friday, my friends. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got 3 hours and 52 minutes spanning out before us. We're going to have wide open telephones. Coming up later in the hour, Bob Chapman with his once-a-week visit will join us to talk about the globalist fascistic health care bill. We're going to cover the supposed violence and threats against the Democrats and how they're using this as a distraction from the fact that major polls, 80-plus percent of the American people are against this legislation. The more they learn about it, the more they hate it. That is all coming up today as well. Also, South Korean Navy ship hit by torpedo. A South Korean naval vessel with more than 100 aboard was sinking in waters near North Korea after a suspected torpedo attack. Continuing, Obama and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev to sign new nuclear arms treaty. The two leaders will meet in Prague next month to sign the agreement. The White House says the deal would cut the number of deployed weapons by 25%. So that's some of the international news that we're going to be covering today. Personal income drops across the country. Personal income in 42 states fell in 2009. You always get these numbers a few months after the year ends. The Commerce Department said Tuesday, and remember, that's with a group cooking the books. Nevada's 4.8% plunge was the steepest as construction and tourism industries took a beating. Also hit hard, Wyoming, where incomes fell by 3.9%. And they've got big studies out I've seen the last few months where most Europeans won't come to the U.S. now because of the naked body scanners, the harassment. It's easier to fly to China or to places like Iran than it is to fly into the United States, which is exactly what our ruling elite want. They want to shut down the economy. And any job creation bills they have or stimulus packages are only payoffs to select corporations and industries that, well, in many cases are owned by Al Gore. He owns stock in more than 20 so-called solar energy and wind energy companies. And I was looking at list of cities taking taxpayer money to put these in. In every case, cha-ching, 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 cha-ching for Al Gore and for all these people. I keep seeing these reports in the news about let's make Congress cut their pay. You know, the few hundred thousand dollars a year these people make. They don't spend millions of dollars to get into Congress to get a couple hundred thousand. They get in there for special interest to pay them off and to get sweetheart deals on the side. There's many ways they pay off politicians. Politicians will buy a piece of property, and then some local real estate baron will pay them two, three times what it's worth, or they'll hire their children, or they'll hire their wife. And it's just what's so incredible is that now this is all out in the open. Decades ago, congressmen routinely went to prison. Every year, different congressmen were convicted and went to prison. Just countless numbers. Now, no. Obama and his group of criminals know the sky is the limit, and so they just openly give Congress members wives, high-paid jobs in the federal government or corporations that stand to make money off the health care takeover. They give them jobs, and it's all out in the open. Daryl Issa, representative, is calling for a special prosecutor to investigate White House bribery quid pro quo. So that's some good news right there, but we all need to push for that. And this morning, I just put into a search engine, healthcare stocks up, insurance, health insurance stocks up, and I found AP, Wall Street Journal, and two other articles. There were hundreds there, but I just printed the top four. I have those in my stack because I keep getting emails and calls saying, where's the proof the insurance companies wrote this? The insurance companies 3 months ago were all over the news and in the Wall Street Journal, if you just want to go do the research, saying we're going to pull out of the support of this bill if it has a public option. Remember that whole fight? They wrote the original bill that just makes you buy insurance and then allows them to cut the care you get. And then the federal government cuts the Medicare and Medicaid for the people that will be on the supposed free program. This is a tax, ladies and gentlemen, and a way for the IRS to get involved in your life. Now, I know the audience knows this, and we have several million very intelligent activist listeners. And it is so important day one, early into this new world we're facing of collectivism and tyranny and slavery, and that's what this is, dependency. It is so essential that day one, we don't let the establishment paint a false portrait here, a false paradigm, a false left-right paradigm. The mainline Republican host, like a tree full of parrots or a tree full of monkeys, are chattering and chirping and tweeting the same sheep-like,
Obama, Obama did it, Obama's a commie, no socialism, the commies are going to get us.
The commies are going to get us? Well, it's true the big central banks fund socialism, communism, and fascism, as Carroll Quigley wrote in his seminal work For the Elite in 1968, Tragedy and Hope, that they work with anybody who communalizes the general public's wealth to be fed into the elite's hands. By the way, I have the top communist newspaper attacking me, saying 9/11 truth is a right-wing plot. Really, I thought it was staged by Bush. And that I'm the founder of it. At least they got one thing right. and then I'm an evil right-wing demon. The communists, totally funded by the Ford Foundation and the banks. You make me sick, you dirtbags. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later, but day one, we have to get it out there that this is a corporate looting masquerading with left cover. That's all it is. You've got all these idiot Democrats jumping up and down, cheering and screaming and driving around euphorically. I drove past some woman that had a Texans for Obama sticker, and I was stuck at a red light with her, and she just looked like the archetypal pinhead with Coke bottle glasses, dumber than a box of rocks. And then I saw her government parking lot ID hanging off of her mirror. And she's just a moron. Probably not a bad person, means well, and just stupid. There were a few Democrats who I disagree with on their worldview, but at least they were honest and said, look, Howard Dean, Dennis Kucinich, this is a bailout to insurance companies. This cuts Medicare and Medicaid. This doesn't give you a public option. This doesn't cover pre-existing conditions, because that all sounds sweet. In a perfect world, let's give some people some something free because we're compassionate. The problem is you create a giant trough of trillions of dollars. Big interest are going to steal it every time. You send a bunch of money off to a government that lies 99% of the time, that has national security anonymity, and can do whatever they want. What do you think is going to happen? Well, they're going to build a police state up around that program to ensure that they can continue the unpopular program and expand it. And that's what tyranny is. People get into government, they start robbing, they start stealing, they hire a bunch of criminals to carry it out for them, they get a bunch of people on their payroll, and then it just grows like a cancer, and your whole country collapses. It's like going in, they tell you you got a brain tumor the size of a golf ball. And they're telling you the brain tumor is good for you. We know 100% of the time what this does. Collectivism doesn't work if you're the general public. It works for the elite. It works for the government armored fortresses and the surveillance and the secret police and all the psychopaths that love the power that comes with an authoritarian system. They get to control the media. They get to control the theater. They get to control film. They get to control culture. They get to create a new class structure. And by the way, Ed Schultz has come out and said, well, we've seized healthcare. Let's seize the media now. They know they're unpopular. They know they're criminal. And he knows he's a kingpin spokesman for these crooks. And he's up there saying, ban free speech on talk radio, shut it all down. And Cass Sunstein at the White House is saying it, the regulations are. And the diversity czar is saying it. What, more than 10 of his czars are praising Mao? They're not playing games, ladies and gentlemen. And I saw comments on PrisonPlanet.com where we posted the Ed Schultz audio going, you disgusting Republican filth, Alex Jones. How dare you be backing up Rush Limbaugh? I would back up Dennis Kucinich's free speech. I don't agree with him saying all handguns should be banned. I think it's horrible. But he has a right as a citizen to say that. And I don't agree with a lot of things Rush Limbaugh does. He's a partisan hack who doesn't mind tyranny and the Constitution being butchered when it's Republicans doing it. But he's never called for Democrats to have their free speech taken away. And I saw those comments on that article, on that post. And that's why we're in trouble. They control us through the left-right paradigm. The right wing is ready to see the left lose their rights. The left wing is ready to see the right lose their rights. The left wants to gouge the right eye, the right eye out. The right wing wants to gouge the left eye out, and then you're blind. We're going to come back, get into all this, and how they're hyping a false flag terror attack against the Congress and the government to try to demonize any opposition to the globalist takeover of America. I've been telling you it's coming. It's already here. It's going to get worse.
If you suffer from poor sleep,
you've got to try MyPillow.
Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You can't live without food, can't live without water, you can't live without being prepared, and you can't live without Standbirds. Standbirds.com offers hunting, shooting, camping, and preparedness supplies at low discount prices. Get ready! Standbirds.com has a long list: ammunition, air guns, archery, and firearm accessories, books, backpacks, decoys and DVDs, scopes, water filters, solar panels, tents, knives, and reloading supplies, holsters, crossbows, compound bows, muzzle loaders, tactical gear, target throwers, cases, bags, personal care, and pet products. And we told you a long list, so long it won't begin to fit in this radio ad. So go to Stambertz.com today and see for yourself. That's Stambertz.com. We have the hunting, shooting, and camping gear to meet all your outdoor needs at low discount prices. Stambertz.com, Patriot-owned, reliable service, high quality. What more could you ask for? Stambertz.com, hunting and preparedness supplies you can't live without.
All right, I want to go through this step by step.
Don't want no shack.
But I will reiterate.
Don't want
it is no essential that everyone
don't want no shackles.
Tell everyone they know that this does not cover children with pre-existing conditions, that much of the Congress and executive branch is exempt from Obamacare law in the law, and that this cuts Medicare and Medicaid, and that this is not some communist socialist takeover. Yes, they're socializing your wealth to steal it. The true nature of collectivism has to be exposed, as a creation of the robber baron British class that was then exported worldwide. This is serfdom. It is feudalism. It is slavery. But they give us false terms to debate. Because if you can get the word out to mainline Democrats who are not bad people that the insurance companies wrote this, it will be that much easier to repeal. And conservatives need to understand, they think big corporations and big banks are always good. And I hear the talk show host defending the poor insurance companies, saying the government's taking them over. No, mega corporations are merging with the government. It's fascism. I mean, if you want to use a term, that's the closest modern term that this applies to, or corporatism. They're also getting ready to stage more violence. And I didn't just start predicting this week or last week. You know, every day I've been breaking down exactly what's going to happen because we've seen all the indicators, and I'm going to go over the latest developments on that. And the congressman's office reportedly shot. Big international news. When Lou Dobbs' house gets shot up, it's in a few New Jersey newspapers, and the media says, oh, I bet he's lying, even though state police came out and documented that his home had been shot. And then he was getting death threats. But first, I want to play this obnoxious clip of Barack Obama last night saying, hey, the world didn't end. We didn't have Armageddon. And that's a talking point they've had for a while, for several months, that when this passes, let's just see if the stock market crashes. Let's just see if it is the end of the world. Let's just see if everybody goes bankrupt, knowing full well it's going to take years to phase this in. Here is Barack Obama.
There's been plenty of fear-mongering, plenty of overheated rhetoric. If you turn on the news, you'll see the same folks are still shouting about there's going to be an end of the world because this bill passed. I'm not exaggerating. Leaders of the Republican Party, they call the passage of this bill Armageddon. Armageddon. End of freedom as we know it. So after I signed the bill, I looked around to see if there were any asteroids falling. Or...
Ha, ha, ha. So funny.
Some cracks opening up in the earth. Turned out it was a nice day.
And out of those cracks came...
Birds were chirping.
Tens of thousands of IRS agents.
Were strolling down the mall.
With our...
people still had their doctors.
Medical records.
From this day forward, all of the cynics, all the naysayers, they're going to have to confront the reality of what this reform is and what it isn't.
All right, that's enough.
They'll have to finally...
Yeah, because you always tell the truth about everything, about not hiring lobbyists and not expanding wars and ending torture and ending the Patriot Act. You lied about everything. And it's on record. It doesn't give coverage to children for pre-existing conditions. It's on record. They can still turn anybody down for insurance. Then you're forced on to the Medicare-Medicaid system, which conservatively will add 10 to 15 million new people in the next several years. You cut the funding for that and then send more people into the system. Mm-hmm. Kind of like everybody pays into their unemployment insurance around the country, but then they're denying more and more unemployment claims. You talk about fear-mongering, you're the Democrats that say all our cities on the coast will flood and flowers won't smell good anymore. That's actually mainstream news. And that we're all going to be dead if we don't pay you and Al Gore a bunch of money. And then it turns out it's all a premeditated lie. The scores of new taxes and regulations and the government making you buy something from a private company, that is the opposite of the American way, and that is Armageddon to our republic.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Personal income drops across the country. Social Security to see payout exceed pay in. This year, New York Times. Dow Jones Newswire, healthcare stocks up after House okays Obamacare. It passed the House and Senate's going to Obama's desk today. Here's another one. Healthcare stocks up after House okays overhaul. U.S. stocks mostly up as healthcare stocks rise. Market Watch. Oh, yeah, this was written for the people. All you foolish collectivists think you've gotten the rich insurance companies who wrote the lobbying talking points attacking themselves. Get the insurance companies. Pass it. You're going to win. You're going to get some free goodies. And the mindless collectivists were like, yeah, we're showing everybody. Oh, you're gonna show them. And you don't practice medicine, so you're not going to understand your care's been cut. You're going to get the equivalent of VA hospital care. I was reading a story this morning about a guy who had a heart attack, and they never even put a stethoscope to his chest, a veteran. I mean, you're going to get VA quality health care now, but you'll never know. You'll never care because you think you won. And then it'll all be about Obama, how Obama did this, Obama the commie. And then Obama will leave office. The Republicans will keep most of this in place. Just like all the other collectivizing initiatives that Democrats have passed, Republicans keep. One of the most draconian presidents was Nixon with all of his socialism. But that was okay because he was a Republican. Just like Schwarzenegger. Oh, he's anti-gun. He's pro-open border. But that's okay. He's a Republican. And like Obama said, the birds are chirping. Everybody's walking down the street. Everything's pretty. It's springtime. They're going to do this incrementally, and that's their plan. And they think that all of the research and all of the protesting and all of the phone calls will just subside and go away. And they'll have, with these attorney generals from now 12 states joining together to sue, they'll put a ringer in there. They'll get political payoffs and rise to the power structure. They'll throw that lawsuit. That's why you got to pass state laws against it. You've got to file private lawsuits because of how this legislation discriminates and lets some of the unions be exempt from the Cadillac health care tax. Now, shifting gears into violence. I have no doubt that some of the violent phone calls, some of the threatening phone calls, some of the threatening emails, some of the defacing of Democratic Party offices around the country is real. People are angry and that happens. And it lets these criminals play the part of victims. But there's no doubt from past activities that we've seen from these people that some of this is staged, and you can't really believe anything they're saying. And I have seen the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, Media Matters, George Soros' outfits in the last year, but intensifying the drumbeat the last few months, saying there will be terror attacks launched by the Tea Party groups, by the birthers, and by 9/11 Truth. They've even had Glenn Beck out there putting this out. He knows it's coming. He's distancing himself from it as a way to turn all this around and not discuss what's in the bill, but to instead sell what Homeland Security's already been training for secretly, the demonization of the American people, the demonization of anyone that criticizes them. They're in the media today saying, how dare Sarah Palin criticize the health bill? It's causing dangerous hate. She's got to have her speech restricted. Schultz of MSNBC is running around saying the same thing, and that's coming up. It doesn't matter when union thugs beat people up. It doesn't matter when La Raza or Mecha beat people up from California to Florida. Then it's only on YouTube. Maybe in the local newspaper, but never a big national issue. When Lou Dobbs' house gets shot up, it was in one or two newspapers in New Jersey. And then meanwhile, you have this Homeland Security Today article, new vigilance needed in wake of healthcare vote. This came out 4 days ago before all of this even started, which shows more evidence of this being staged. And then they link to the right-wing extremism, current economic and political climate fueling resurgence and radicalization and recruitment. This is the report from a year ago that we were given by law enforcement. See, they had all this set up. People were like, where's the violence a year ago? They knew that the unconstitutional criminal things they're doing would elicit a radicalization because they are radical. And then now you've got them all over the news, all scared. Oh, my gosh. And I heard Fox News this morning on XM driving into work. They were saying, oh, it is terrible that some people are throwing bricks through windows. Oh, my gosh, we've got to act like adults. And we're going to see the Republicans and Democrats have a joint press conference today and talk about how we all need to get along, shifting the debate away from what's in the bill to how anyone that criticizes it is linked to terrorism and how the Tea Party's connected in with Al-Qaeda. Why Al-Qaeda is everywhere. They're going to get us. We need to use Homeland Security on the American people. We need to pass Lindsey Graham's bill that says they can arrest U.S. citizens without even any suspicion for any reason and, quote, have enhanced interrogation by the Pentagon, and it will take an act of Congress to ever get you released from prison. No judge, no jury, no indictment. I mean, they actually have bipartisan legislation to turn America into an open gulag. They're building FEMA camps everywhere, the National Emergency Centers Act. They admit in Homeland Security drills they're going to use sports stadiums and other facilities. And then they come out and say, but it's a conspiracy theory that people are worried about this. when they have open gulag legislation, and under the Patriot Act, they can already do these type of things. And under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, PDD 51, are you listening? I'm giving you facts here, not rhetoric, not opinion. Under the Enemy Combatant Act, we had constitutional lawyers on documenting that has language where they can grab U.S. citizens and secretly hold them and torture them. This is Gulag America, out in the open, and they criticize anybody that criticizes what they're doing and imply it doesn't exist. It's like I had David Rothschild, heir of the Rothschild fortune, on a few years ago, got him on, he was promoting a book, and I said, you guys are planning a carbon tax. But see, they weren't done yet with the phase of brainwashing the public that something's got to be done for the earth. All their white papers said that they were going to set up all these carbon taxes to selectively shut down any industry they didn't control. And he said, no, there's no tax, even though Al Gore was already in Congress starting the next phase of admitting it. Then you see him a few months later on television promoting global carbon tax. Just like they've said for decades, there's no plan for banks to set up a world government and bankrupt nations to bring them under their control, no matter how many IMF World Bank documents we had. They were busy setting it up. They were busy building it. And now they've got it in place, so they're announcing it and saying it's a good thing. And what do these Homeland Security reports say? We're insane. There's no world government. None of this is happening. And if you talk about it, you're a cop killer. And so in this report, they link to the MIAC report. They link to the Homeland Security Master Report. They link to the latest Southern Poverty Law Center report that demonizes yours truly. So every cop in the country is being given this, and they're reading about how evil I am. And if you read the big communist newspaper Challenge, the revolutionary communist newspaper of Progressive Labor Party, one of the biggest, if not the biggest, communist publication in the United States. And who do they single out as the numero uno enemy? 9/11 Truth Movement, a right-wing creation. The story largely provided by Alex Jones and his modest media empire in Austin, Texas. And then it goes on to basically say that if you believe 9/11 can be an inside job, you're an evil right-winger. Let me see. We exposed the Bush handlers for staging 9/11, and so we are right-wingers. You got the left, you got the right, you have the whole establishment coming after Alex Jones. And why is that? Why is that? Because we're effective and we know what we're talking about. And then they go on to slander me, and they say that I put out the protocols of the Earned Elders of Zion and it's all lies. But see, it doesn't matter if it's David Rothschild. It doesn't matter if it's a communist newspaper. It doesn't matter if it's the Southern Poverty Law Center or ADL. That's what they do. They're there premeditatedly lying to their moron constituents. These are people that like to be lied to. This is people that enjoy sitting there and reading fantasy. I have never talked about the Earned Elders of Zion connected to 9/11. Complete and total defamation. So you've got all these different minions of the establishment, like Schultz, saying censor selectively people they don't like. You've got all these White House officials calling for it. You've got the government seizing health care for private interest, cutting Medicare and Medicaid, and you got the communist cheerleading it and saying, I'm bad. That's what communist leadership always do. They always back up the banks. They always love robbing the dumbed-down mass. That's all this is. The only way you protect yourself is by slashing government. That doesn't mean privatizing. just trading one government system for a private corporate government. So the government can use force at the barrel of a gun for their massive tax increases. They can have the IRS running your medical records and giving it to whoever they want and fining you if you buy medical coverage they don't agree with. But then they whine and scream and get all scared when a couple rocks get thrown through some windows and somebody shoots into a congressman's office. I mean, these same congressmen voted for killing over a million Iraqis in Iraq. And I'm not saying violence is the way to go. That's why I've been telling you they've been setting the stage for staged events. This is what they did in 1995. The feds bombed Oklahoma City. If you haven't researched that, go look into it. Absolute proof. FBI agents' names, who bombed it, who ran it. It's even come out in mainstream news here and there. FBI ATF. Absolute fact. And criminals do the same things over and over again. And there's a lot of pieces of information that go into this, but I'm telling you, late April, from all the TV shows they're producing, the current programming, the build-up, and I told you, you see lots of little events, both real and manufactured, as the preparatory phase, just putting it in the minds, building up to this. And then while you're all distracted by a federal building that's blown up or a congressman who's shot, and the feds will probably pick some federal building that's got a daycare again so they can show some dead kids or bleeding kids. Then they'll pass their carbon taxes, their amnesty, and everything else because nobody can criticize them. After all, you're violent if you do. You're connected to violent groups. And so a lot of people will get scared and will stop speaking out. But this isn't 1995. This isn't 15 years ago. It's not going to work, system. The word's out. Mainline talk radio saying the Democrats are staging this. With no real proof. Probably are, though. And the jig's up. So we're in a fight for our lives here, but we're in the fight. We've got a chance. So you expose the health care legislation as just a robbery, a vertical integration of industry and a transfer of wealth from the middle class to the elite, and a cutting of the chicken feed benefits to the poor. But they're the poor. They're ignorant. They're dumbed down. They've been drinking fluoride and getting mercury shots their whole life. They're not going to know. You're not going to be able to explain it to them. You got to explain it to the middle class, somebody who's run a business, somebody who's got some smarts. And I'm not saying there aren't really smart people that are poor out there, but you know, of the really poor people, a lot of them are fans of this. They really think that the government wants to give them a goodie. Let's go ahead and play Congressman Eric Cantor. Here he is, talking about being shot at.
There have been a lot of reports and the potential for violence against members of Congress over the last several days. Let me be clear, I do not condone violence. There are no leaders in this building, no rank-and-file members in this building that condone violence, period. I've received threats since I assumed elected office, not only because of my position, but also because I'm Jewish. I've never blamed anyone in this body for that, period. Any suggestion that a leader in this body would incite threats or acts against other members is akin to saying that I would endanger myself, my wife, or my children. Just recently, I have been directly threatened. A bullet was shot through the window of my campaign office in Richmond this week, and I've received threatening emails. But I will not release them because I believe such actions will only encourage more to be sent. I want to stress this, and it's very important. Legitimate threats should be treated as security issues, and they should be dealt with by the appropriate law enforcement officials. It is reckless to use these incidents as media vehicles for political gain. That is why I have deep concerns that some, DCCC Chairman Chris Van Hollen and DNC Chairman Tim Kaine in particular, are dangerously fanning the flames by suggesting that these incidents be used as a political weapon.
All right. Now, you actually heard some truth there. When you have real terror attacks or real political violence, the handbook until the 90s stated that every law enforcement agency used, you don't hype it up, you don't give it coverage. Now, when you see an underwear bombing or you see a 9/11, when it's staged, they hype it. And the fact that they are hyping it will cause some copycats, whether it's staged or not, to go out and attack. And this guy realizes that. And the Democrats are hyping this, are pushing it, and it's going to probably cause some mentally ill people to get the idea in their head to go shoot a congressman.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
How would you like to own a pair of the most unique gloves in the world?
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
The only glove that improves your grip and is so touch sensitive it feels like you have nothing on.
Call right now at 877-552-5206.
MaxFit Gloves by O'Neill Innovations introduces a new scientific breakthrough on thin glove technology with a glove that is so unique, we are offering this limited radio promotion a $40 value for four pairs of the famous MaxFit gloves for only $19.95. That's right, four pairs of MaxFit gloves, but you gotta act right now.
877-552-5206.
For more information, go to MaxFitGloves.com. That's MaxFitGloves.com. Or
call right now at 877-552-5206.
For this limited radio promotion.
Make your hands go.
Wow! Anyone who has political understanding understands and knows that political crises will be staged by Obama now because they've committed political suicide, and the only way to raise themselves from the dead is to play the part of victims. And now, not just Michael Savage, but Rush Limbaugh is saying they're going to stage something and try to suspend the election. And for the first time, all the pieces are in place for this to happen. This is a revolution by a criminal financial oligarchy to take over our country. And there are no fewer than 10 that I have discovered, and we played the clips here, of White House czars, the diversity czar, the regulations are, the new head of the FCC, a whole bunch of members of Congress, but 10 in the Obama administration writing white papers, giving speeches in between praising Chavez or Mao. They say we need to restrict free speech in America. Now, our free speech, anybody criticizing the government, it's now called hate. And it's in the news today. They're saying that Sarah Palin is being hateful, whether you love her or hate her. The point is, she's milquetoast. But if they can take her and then blame her for what's happening and try to demonize criticism of the government, they can go anywhere. Now, here's Ed Schultz yesterday on his radio show saying, shut up, Rush Limbaugh, and shut up anyone criticizing the government, and implying that you're not allowed to have political views on a radio show, but he's allowed to have his views on radio and TV. Now, whether you agree with Limbaugh or don't, the only monopoly we've had is the left-right control paradigm of the Republicans and the Democrats being the only people on dominant radio and not constitutionalists, not libertarians. I'm trying to change that. And pretty soon we're going to be up there close to 100 stations. We got 4 stations last week, 3 the week before, 2 new stations this week. XM 2 weeks ago went to 6 nights a week. Rebroadcasting part of the broadcast, part of the show. Obama's openly announcing cybersecurity, that he can shut the web down or censor whoever he wants. The New York Times, Time Magazine are proposing shutting down anyone that criticizes the government. I mean, they're saying this word for word. They mean business. And they will stage terror attacks as the pretext to do it. And they've been lining up the police and military and brainwashing them and prepping them for this. There's no doubt they must do it. That's why Limbaugh has said they're going to stage something and try to suspend the election. There's nothing else they can do. And the Republican Party's going in trying to block real candidates like Rand Paul in Kentucky for the Senate. Let's play a clip of Ed Schultz. This is vicious. And he says, we've seized control of health care. Now let's seize the media. They're going for broke. They're lawless crooks. And this guy is so un-American to call for this. Here it is.
It is a cultural war that's taking place in America. You're exactly right. And it's being played out over the airwaves of America. And I hope the Democrats now turn to the fairness doctrine. It's time now for the Democrats to consider the fairness doctrine when you've got Rush Limbaugh out there saying we've got to defeat these bastards. He is now openly admitting that he is going to work against and campaign against the Republic, against the Democratic Party, and campaign against Obama. And he is motivating people with the microphone, and he's electioneering.
Oh, my God.
Keep on talking, Rushky. Hell, maybe I'll get on 600 stations, too, or how many you own or whatever.
Pause. We're going to come back in the next segment and play the rest of it. Did you hear that? Keep on talking, Rusky. Maybe I'll get on 600. Yeah, when he's taken off. I mean, Schultz is such a pile of crap. I mean, he is an enemy of this country. He is a tyrant. He is a thug.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.